This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Texas Congressman Michael Burgess, who represents the Lone Star State's 26th Congressional District. He and the rest of his House colleagues have been summoned back for a special session of Congress in the midst of this summer work schedule in order to discuss a $26 billion plan that the Democrats say would allow to keep fire and police personnel at the state and local level in their jobs, as well as many teachers around the country as well. Republicans say that this is a giveaway to the unions, as well as some other objections. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Greg. Great to be with you.
How will you be voting on this bill and why?
Well, I'm going to vote no. Texas has some special considerations in that Texas was singled out by name. This is unprecedented that a state would receive this type of treatment, to be under some special considerations for any federal monies they might receive. Look, in Texas, although we try to be very fiscally conservative, education funding has never been reduced year over year. It wasn't in the time that some of the Democrats are alleging that it was, and it won't be in the future. So it was just really beyond the pale for Texas to be singled out by members of our own Texas delegation on the Democratic side. For that reason and that reason alone, I will be voting no on this bill.
What about the nation as a whole? Will this do much to save many jobs and trigger economic growth?
I think you can expect the same sort of jobs saving the first stimulus and the second stimulus did. This bill is not designed to save jobs. This is a political maneuver. It's a photo op that's being where we've been called back to Congress in the middle of the week to vote on something that wasn't scheduled. It is a means to have a story to tell when you go back home to your constituents, but it is just that. It's a story. It may as well begin with once upon a time. Pure fantasy that this is actually going to help anyone.
We're talking with Texas Congressman and physician, Dr. Michael Burgess. And Congressman, one of the things that we, of course, covered in recent weeks was the big debate over the extension of unemployment benefits and whether or not it was paid for. What's the story with this bill?
Well, it's paid for on paper by a tax increase. The tax increase is on companies that are located in other countries who do business in the United States. I have several of those companies in my district who provide lots of jobs. Do I really want to go back to them and say, hey, we just raised your taxes? When we're asking you to expand your business and create jobs, I doubt they're going to feel very favorably disposed to creating jobs when they're hit with a new tax. This is something that is trotted out from time to time. Mr. Doggett in Texas loves this concept. He is always looking to raise taxes somewhere, some way, and this is one of the ways he's found to do it.
Do you get the sense that this could lead to the elimination of some jobs from some of these firms based overseas but have positions in the U.S., like you mentioned?
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Companies like Weber Aircraft, Siemens, just a couple that come to mind back in my district. I think we'd be pretty hard-pressed to keep the jobs we have, and certainly we're not going to see any expansion.
And now you have more time after this special session to visit with your constituents than you've had over the past couple of weeks here since the recess officially started. But what have you heard more than anything from your constituents, specifically about jobs, but also in general just what Washington's been doing?
Oh, still a great deal of fury over the health care bill that they feel was passed over their objections. You know, last summer the town halls were all centered on the health care bill, and people kept saying, don't do this. Congress went ahead and did it anyway. And while the turnout for the town halls does not mirror what I saw last August, certainly the intensity is still there.
We're talking with Texas Congressman Michael Burgess. And Congressman, one of the things that happened in the midst of the debate today was a point of personal privilege from Congressman Rangel, who, of course, has been hit with 13 ethics charges. What did you make of his comments today, and how do you think it impacts the fall campaign when two members of the Democratic Party are now facing ethics charges?
It was, I guess the word I'd use to describe it was bizarre to have a member take to the well of the House and go through this rather tortured and prolonged discussion of charges against him. I think we all thought that Mr. Rangel was standing up to give a farewell speech. And toward the end, it became apparent that he was going nowhere. So I don't quite understand why he stood up and did that. Yeah, it has caused some problems for some of the members on his side. It causes problems for all of us in that the overall approval ratings for Congress right now are extremely low, and he is part of the reason why they are so low. So this just reinforced in people's minds why they don't like Congress. Here they thought this guy was getting up to do the right thing and resign, and he had no intention of resigning. He was just simply talking about why he'd done nothing wrong. It was an odd display.
Congressman, just about a minute or so left in our conversation, and let's go ahead and wrap up with the same subject we began on, and that's this bill being debated on the floor today. Obviously, you're opposed to this version. What do you believe is the best way to preserve critical teaching and public safety jobs and to just strengthen those for the future?
Well, remember what the funding for those jobs is. You never look to the federal government as the first source for the funding of those jobs. Those are jobs that are typically funded locally by school boards, school districts with school taxes, like we do in Texas. Certainly, police and firemen are funded out of municipal budgets. Are we doing anyone any favors by continuing to throw federal largesse down the pipeline? That's what this amounts to. Everyone knew, for example, on the Medicaid piece of this, everyone knew when the big stimulus bill passed in February of 2009, oh, wow, we're going to come up against September of 2010, 2 months before Election Day, and this increase is going to go away. Pardon me for being cynical, but I think that was done on purpose. We want to have a big vote. We want to have a big photo op, and the federal government once again came in and saved the day. The fact of the matter is we should never have been there in the first place, and that's really what's caused the problems.
Congressman, we'll certainly be watching and see how this plays, if at all, really, in the midterm elections. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Greg. Good to be with you.
Same here, sir. Texas Congressman Michael Burgess represents his state's 26th congressional district. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.